This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1546. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 6th, reprieve for shortwave closedowns, program tips from Canada and New Zealand, more news from Algeria, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Guatemala, India, Iran, Kashmir, Korea North, Malaysia, Mexico, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Russia, Sarawak, Spratly, Sudan, Ukraine, USA, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. I'm not going to spend much time recounting what was monitored on New Year's Eve because it's all over now, and you probably won't recall 1 year later in case any of it is applicable again. But of course, it's all on the record in the first issue for 2011 of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com. Something strange was happening in Algeria. Mark DiLorenzo in Massachusetts, a medium wave DXer, was listening to 531 and 549 kilohertz across the Atlantic, a good level at 2227 to 2235 UT, with Arabic pop music and a fairly lively male DJ joking around with another guy in the studio. He says it was unusually light programming for this Network One from Algeria, which generally tends to be on the serious side. And at 2240, they were playing a comedy record with silly voices, most unusual. It was also most unusual on longwave the night before from Algeria. 252 is the frequency, but they were 1 kilohertz high, transmitting instead on 253, as reported by Eike Biervoet in Germany to ADX, as well as Carlos Gonzalves in Portugal. And this caused quite a heterodyne with the European station, which remained on the proper frequency, Ireland on 252. But apparently it only happened that one night. Although Carlos remembers the same happening some time before last year. I'm pleased to report that the three stations we thought would be leaving shortwave at the end of 2010 have not, at least not completely, although the situation is somewhat iffy. David Zanto in Wisconsin informed us that Rye has been announcing they will stay on shortwave after all this year, but he had to listen to a webcast in order to hear them well enough to determine what they were saying. Kevin O'Donovan in New Mexico also heard them announce they would stay on shortwave, and indeed we're still hearing them on the usual frequencies, but not very well, 15.345 variable and 11.710.8 approximately, including the English broadcast Tuesday to Saturday at 02 to 03. The announcements did not offer any explanation of how they got past the PCB problem, but Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us that Mr. Marcelo Carvajal of Rai telephoned Mr. Kazuhiko Iwasa of JSWC on January 2nd. He said that the director of Rai announced that the Argentine government will budget for a new shortwave transmitter due to many messages hoping for continuation of Rai's shortwave broadcasts from listeners in Japan, Germany, and Portugal. Strangely enough, only mentioning those three countries. Meanwhile, reception seems to have improved in France, according to Jean-Michel Aubier. Also, Ron Hart in California says it's coming in better, as does Steve Wood in Massachusetts. And I also had readable reception one evening, but surely it's too early for any improvements to have been made technically, let alone installing a new transmitter. Chuck Albertson noted that because of the flooding around Rockhampton, Australia, ABC was putting its main broadcasts on FM since the medium wave transmitter on 837 might not survive the floods. That reminded me of a special broadcast a few years ago on shortwave when there was some other emergency from Shepparton. Ron Howard says it's worth checking 6020. Back in 2006, there were several special relays of ABC Brisbane and ABC Far North when there were cyclones. There is, however, already a new shortwave broadcast from Australia for For at least a year, we've known about plans to put a low-power transmitter on 3210 kHz. And John O. Wright in New South Wales tells us that on January 1st, he heard it on the air from 0710 past 1100 UT. It's a transmitter they got from HCJB. It's now located in Schofields, Western Sydney, running between 50 and 70 watts. They're running a religious program loop every 2 hours just to tune up and get it in phase so the schedule is not finalized. He, however, is the QSL manager, dx1234@gmail.com, should you be lucky enough to hear it. And we already have a report of it from North America, almost. What used to be known as the Queen Charlotte Islands, Walt Samaniva, Victoria, B.C., has a cottage up there in a remote location and does excellent work in DXing shortwave and medium wave. We'll mention several of his logs, including this one on 3210, a new private shortwave station in Glenmorick, New South Wales. However, we don't know what it's going to be called. He says he was getting something just above the noise floor at 1357 UT January 2nd, measured slightly low in frequency, 3 hertz below 3210. And then on January 3rd at 1400, slightly better reception with very weak audio. Some talks starting at that hour. Meanwhile, Radio Australia has replaced many of their feature programs we used to hear in our mornings because they've gone on summer vacation. In fact, the replacement show from ABC Local Radio is titled Summer, heard around 1405 UT on 7240. In World DX Club Contact, Mike Barraclough notes that the World Radio TV Handbook says the external service is Bangladesh, is not broadcasting at the time of publication, but is expected to return in late 2011. However, the domestic service on shortwave continues on 4750. Ron Howard in California says he heard Bangladesh Betar December 30th at 1403. It's been interesting to find they routinely have music of bagpipes. It's very distinctive. Still no sign of Makassar, Indonesia on that frequency. Several weeks ago, I welcomed the appearance of the Phil Hendry Show on shortwave thanks to CFRX Toronto 6070 late at night. But lately, I've been hearing stand-up comedy instead after 0600. I'm checking the program schedule for News Talk 1010. It does show a program called 24/7 Comedy Overnight, but it's only scheduled on that station for 5 hours a night, 6 nights a week. So it's 5-6 and not 24/7. And who wants to listen to 5 hours straight of stand-up in the night middle, I ask? Not much else of interest on the CFRB schedule, except they are carrying 60 Minutes from CBS. At the same time, it is on TV and some CBS affiliates in the U.S., UT Mondays at midnight. But I've always wondered, what about delays for stupid ball games, at least on television? While Samaniv in B.C. was hearing a pirate called Radio Yellowknife on New Year's Eve, December 31st at 22:56, 10 over 9, playing oldies. With his variety of antennas, he could tell that it was coming from the northeast, so it very well could have been in Yellowknife. Reception continued for several hours, the frequency drifting at 2354, 6929.305, still audible at 0157 and even at 0341, but had faded way down. By then it was on 6929.126. He heard it again January 4th at midnight 30 on 6928.228. At least he's assuming it's the same station. Harold Frogin, Michigan, has compiled a master list of all the frequencies and hours when Firedrake has been reported in 2010, or as he calls it, the crash-and-bang Chinese opera music jammer from East Jammerstan. This appears in DX Listening Digest 11-01. In DSWCI DX Window, Arnie Coro explains why Radio Havana Cuba refuses to participate in HFCC frequency planning. He says it's because they would be put in the position of having to negotiate with the United States. Meanwhile, I continue to document in my DX reports, all published in DX Listening Digest, of Radio Havana Cuba's numerous technical problems, frequency conflicts, and failure to adhere to its own schedule. Plus all the problems caused by Cuban jamming not only to its enemies but to innocent bystanders. Ola Alm in Sweden updates us on frequencies from Eritrea. It's monitored December 30th and 31st in the morning. 5980 in parallel with 7175 and others. He says those two are the well-modulated transmitters, as well as 4770. And the weaker and much under-modulated ones are on 7120, 7165, and 7185. They went on at various times around 0400, with only 7175 starting earlier. Lately, I've noted interference to Radio Verdad Guatemala on 4052.5. January 4th at 0556, there was utility interference making various noises on the same frequency, something I had not noticed before. And the third harmonic from Missouri has also been active on 4050. I advised Edgar Madrid of Radio Verdad about this, and he replies as of January 4th, "We have the crystal on hand for changing frequency to 4055, but it won't be installed until sometime in February. We have a new problem with the transmitter. It delays about a sesquihour to bring up RF after turning on the power, but it works very fine after it comes on." From IndianTelevision.com via BBC Monitoring, January 2nd, a report about upgrading at Doordarshan and All India Radio mentions that five new shortwave transmitters are being installed. No further details about location. Last week we had news that a new clandestine for southern Azerbaijan was about to start December 29th, called Gyun Az Radio. And now we have more info about it and confirmation that it indeed has started. In the British DS Club, Dave Kenny says Gyun Az Radio is an offshoot of Gyun Az TV based in Chicago. The TV channel seems to be political, presumably opposition targeting the Azeri-speaking population of the Iranian province of southern Azerbaijan, as well as Azerbaijan itself. He did hear a weak signal on the first day at 1430 on 7510, improving by 1600. He says it sounds like a relay of their TV audio channel, the transmitter site, probably Armenia. Mark Davies in the UK also heard it around 1700. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel says it's quite weak, probably due to highly directional antennas. Then registrations appeared for it in HFCC. Dan Ferguson says the site is Simferopol, Ukraine, which of course, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, doesn't really mean that. It means Mykolaiv, Ukraine. So far, I've had no luck hearing it in deep North America. Ron Howard in California reports the rather brief morning broadcast of Radio Kashmir Srinagar, 4950, January 5th. Open carrier and test tone were at 0113 tune-in. At 0118, they started the All India Radio interval signal and the national song Vande Mataram. 0121, subcontinent songs, followed by news at 125. 135 reciting the Quran, and signed off at 0225, which was later than usual. Walt Salmaniv in BC reports the other broadcast of Seabreeze from Japan to North Korea, or Shiokaze. It's at 2030 UT on 5955, heard December 31st, open carrier, and then the Japanese national anthem, followed by the familiar Shiokaze sign-on. That day they were in the Japanese language only. He says the Japanese anthem is not heard during the 1400 broadcast, which is currently on 5985. Ron Howard in California has been doing some more monitoring of that new frequency from Malaysia, 9835, first reported last week, January 3rd at 1603, presumably carrying the Sarawak FM service, parallel to 5030, but there were two audio feeds mixing together. And they were still having problems on January 5th, apparently because 9835 was off the air, hopefully to get the problems fixed. when he checked between 1308 and 1440. Ymir Gaviria forwards news from El Universal, the Mexican paper, that Radio Mexico International is back. Not on shortwave, but as a webcasting station. That's the official government station from the Instituto Mexicano de la Radio. It resumed on January 1st with a 24-hour webcasting schedule. Actually, they already had another service doing this, and they're even using the same audio links, but now it's been renamed Radio Mexico Internacional. Well, that's better than nothing, although I've read some comments from Mexican and other Latin American DX listeners very much against calling it a radio station since, well, they are not on the radio. And this is not to be confused with another Radio Mexico International, which had been operating for a few years, set up by a ham radio operator using the same name. You may still find the new service under its previous URL, www.radio2010.imer.gov.mx. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1546. Much more info at our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks for financial support from Therese Sorensen and Michael Gorniak, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, Enid, Oklahoma, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Prairie Home Companion is now on shortwave thanks to Radio New Zealand. I ran across it UT Friday, December 31st at 2245 on 15720. Garrison Keeler telling a story. I tracked down the schedule of the domestic service relay and found it Saturdays at 11 a.m. to noon. It's not really PHC, but Garrison Keeler's radio show, Highlights from PHC. That mysterious music I played at the end of last week's World Radio has been identified, or at least located. It turns out to be a semi-harmonic from a local citizen band operator. 27185 was matching when I heard it again, December 29th at 1426. Also on 13592.5. Joe's Jacob in India reported Radio Pakistan on a new frequency 7100 in the middle of the ham band in Urdu around 11:30, December 25th. A clean signal off by 1200, an unlisted frequency. He heard it again on January 1st at 16:15 in Urdu. Alokesh Gupta says he heard an ID as Azad Kashmir Radio at 1700. Victor Gunatelik in Sri Lanka also reports it at 16:30 until sign-off at 18:11 with the full Azad Kashmir anthem. That was also January 1st. He put it on 7099.9. Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia also heard it January 2nd at 17:18 on 7100.006. And Gautam Kumar in Assam, India, also reports 7100, Urdu transmission of Radio Pakistan, January 2nd at 0203 onwards. Another station, or rather program, which was supposed to be off the air as of 2011 is Radio Blagovesht, Russian, from Radio Veritas Asia, 9570 at 15 to 16 UT, according to a report in the Moscow DX Club. However, I was still hearing it on January 1st, and also on January 5th at the start of the hour. However, it was gone when I checked next at 1521. So, now what? Maybe it's on the way out or will be canceled sometime this year. The best frequency from Voice of Russia audible here is 7335, the French Guiana Relay. Unfortunately, it's scheduled only in Spanish. However, UT January 2nd at 0334 and further checks until sign-off at 0600, it was in Russian instead of Spanish. Must have been a mix-up in Moscow or maybe Monsanary, the French Guiana Relay. The next few nights it was back in the usual Spanish. I only wish they would put English on by mistake so we could hear Voice of Russia, the direct frequencies later in the evening, 9840 and 9855 from the Far East have been inaudible for weeks. In order to simplify matters, although I suspect causing more confusion at the outset, Russia has merged some of its many time zones. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria observes as of January 5th that Radio Kamchatka 6075, that's the one that's mostly motorboating noise, and Magadan 7320 are UT plus 11 now, so maybe their schedules are similar. Krasnoyarsk 6085, Kyzyl 6100, and Ulan-Ude 6195 are also now in the same zone. It seems 4050 remains unchanged. January 1st at 1545, he was hearing Radio Rossi on a parallel 7310, 5930, and 4050, but different programs at 1745 to 1830 on 5905 and 4050. Based on HFCC registrations, Dan Ferguson reports that Radio Free Sarawak made some schedule changes. The broadcast at 2230 to 2330 on 7590 was suspended until after January 4th, which I guess means it may be back now, but replaced during that period from December 26th by 12 to 13 UT on 6205. That's via Tajikistan. And 6205 was reported by a number of listeners during that hour, Martin Groth in the Netherlands, and in Kumre DX, Bruce Churchill in California, as well as in DX Listening Digest, Zacharias Liangas in Greece. The other transmission apparently remains via Palau, 10 to 11 UT on 15420, according to DX Mix News Bulgaria. They must have been experimenting with a new time and frequency for a sesqui week, so it could be they will decide to maintain it. Last week, we reminded you that Radio Slovakia International was closing down its shortwave broadcasts at the end of the year, and so they did. However, I also mentioned that they're on WRN at 0130 UT. Perhaps Jeff White was listening because he made a last-minute deal to relay RSI on WRMI at that hour on weeknights only in English, 9955. So they are still on shortwave, only via WRMI. But also in Spanish, seven nights a week at 0330, also on 9955, always with the potential or actual problem of dentro-Cuban jamming. The big amateur radio day expedition to Spratly Islands, disputed territory between Vietnam, China, and the Philippines, was scheduled for January 6th to February 1st with the enviable call sign DX0DX. More about it on their website with that call sign, www.dx0dx.net. However, the start of it has been delayed until January 9th. The only shortwave broadcast frequency direct from Sudan is 7200, but there's nothing in English. Aker Peterson in Denmark logged it December 23rd at 0212 to 0242, but it had signed on earlier than usual. I think most reports are after 0300. However, the numerous broadcasts into Sudan, including the U.S.-sponsored Sudan Radio Service, which has been trying to get people to vote in the imminent referendum to separate southern Sudan from the rest of the country. We hear it well on 17745, which is via Portugal. It's on the air between 15 and 17 UT. However, we rarely hear any English on this transmission. Checking the WRTH, English is shown as follows, 0530 to 06 on 13720 and 1730 to 18 on 9590 and 9840. All of these transmitted from the United Arab Emirates, which means they're hard to hear in North America. I tried for the two 9 megahertz frequencies without any success. As early as last October, there were reports that Radio Ukraine International might be closed down at the end of the year due to financial reasons. Although, more recently, they had denied that they would be going off shortwave, nevertheless, Ann Finelli in New York, as of January 2nd, said, I haven't heard 7440 at 2300 for some weeks. Reception was excellent when it was operating. And as of January 1st, many more reports of 7440 missing during the English broadcast to North America at 2300 and 0100. However, mainly European monitors were still hearing some broadcasts from Ukraine on other frequencies. 7440 had been the higher-powered transmitter at a different site from the others. In OpenDX, Alexander Yegorov, formerly with RUI, is observing which frequencies were still on and which not. He confirms that 7440 is one that has been missing. Also 9410. Thanks to Harry Brooks in the UK for passing on that. World of Radio was replaced by something else on WWCR Saturday, January 1st at 1700 on 12160. However, their updated January program schedule still shows us at that time, as well as two others, Fridays at 2130 on 7465, and Sundays at 0730 on 3215. But as we said, the DX block time has been canceled, which also leaves DX Party Line without any time on WWCR. Numerous times continue on WRMI 9955, but only on their South American antenna. Jeff White explains, we've had serious technical issues with the North American antenna, so the 15 to 17 UT block is on the Caribbean Latin American antenna. We have a consulting engineer in Panama who will be in Miami in the coming weeks working on the problem. We hope we can have the North American beam operating again during this B10 season. Media Network reports that WINB has added overnight broadcasts as of January 1st on a new frequency, 9405, between 0330 and 1130 UT, carrying nothing but radio 211. We've checked it several nights, and reception has been very poor, as you might expect from that high a frequency in the middle of the winter night. Not that it would make any difference, but WINB might as well stay on 9265. But they can't use it because of the imaginary WMLK. As I mentioned in relation to Guatemala, the Third Harmonic from Washington, Missouri, KWMO 1350 on 4050 is appearing again. Hadn't heard it for some weeks. Probably it shows up when they run day power at night on the fundamental. I've been hearing it after 0600 UT, and when it's on with Guatemala, they form quite a heterodyne. I'm sure there are a number of pirates on 1710 kHz, but one which has really been getting out and reported lately is the Big Q. Heard by Tim Tromp in Michigan, IRCA, January 2nd after 0700 with a solid signal. Also heard by Dean Wayman in Nebraska, ABDX, an hour later. And by George Sherman in Minnesota, oldies format, cranking out the hits. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued January 4th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 through January 31st, except 10 and 4, January 8th, 9th, and 10th. Solar flux dropping from 90 January 6th to 78 on the 16th to 18th, and back up to 90 by the 31st. And so concludes World of Radio number 1546. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will hear me again next week.